livestock contract away. Do you have a cutoff for this? Some guys don't like it to drag into training camp. Some guys don't like it to drag into the season. Mentally, it can become a distraction. How are you going to handle that, and will you have a shutoff date for talks?
I will not even be handling it. I'm just going to let it come. I'm not really – it's not even something that I'm even having in my head right now. I mean, I'm just playing ball and letting all that take care of itself, because the more you start worrying about that, the more your play starts, you know, going down and you start playing for the wrong reason. So let that stuff take care of itself, and when it's meant to go down, it'll go down.
I know you're not thinking about it like you said, but yeah. You feel as if you put yourself in the best possible position for the timing that you're at now. In other words, it's not imminent, but it's on the table.
Sure. I mean, obviously, at any point, if this is my rookie year and I did it, I feel like I'm setting myself up. So the timing of it, I mean, of course, it makes sense going into, I mean, it's around that time. But it's like I said, it's not something that I'm thinking about, because I got to be able to repeat what I did last year, you know, and top that. So and then I'll really put myself in a good position for when it's time for that.
I read an article where those 3 yards get brought up a lot. I don't know if that's an accurate portrayal of the article, but
yeah, from y'all, yeah.
1,000, does that bug you at all? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but it's so close that it makes a big difference in how people look at it, I guess.
Honestly, I'm probably just going to grab my stuff and go head to my car. I probably won't think about it on the way there. So once I get in my car and I'm on my way home and I'm eating breakfast, I'm eating dinner, I'm not thinking about that. I mean, yeah, it'd be great to say it afterwards, but it doesn't take anything away from my season.
What meant more to you? Playing a year healthy, the touchdown numbers, mm-hmm. maybe the catches numbers, mm-hmm. what was the most important thing to do?
Being healthy. I mean, just, you know, I do everything that I can to make sure I'm taking care of my body, all the things I can control, and unfortunately it seems like all the things that have happened to me injury-wise since I've been here have been, you know, the things, just freak things, me, you know, somebody falling on my ankle, falling on my knee, something like that. It's not anything having to do with me, knock on wood, not taking care of my body. So I do everything I can and let God take care of the rest. And, you know, if I get put in a situation where I got to battle through it, then I'll have to do that. But if I'm healthy, then I'll go out there and I'll be balling.
Devontae, what is your approach going into the season, coming off a big year and your contract? Obviously, something maybe in the back of your mind. What's your approach going into this?
Just keep improving on what I've been doing. I feel like we left off in a good spot, you know, as a team and individually, of course. But I just keep doing, building upon what I've already done. You know, help the young guys so that they come in this thing ready to go, so we can go win a championship.
How much does it help you that 12 went to you in some big time moments last year, and you were able to make big time plays going into the season? I mean, you've always had confidence, but how much did that help you going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. Obviously, it helps me out a lot, knowing that my quarterback believes in me enough to go to me in those on the big stage and, you know, some big time situations. So continue to make those plays, and that's where the trust and you know, the camaraderie and everything is going to continue to grow. And, you know, once we got a bunch of guys, 3-4 guys on that page with Aaron like that, it's just going to be, you know, you pick your poison.
What does this week mean for your development in terms of being a leader? Because you're the old man in the receiver room right now with the guys being off this week. How does that help you develop?
I mean, it's really been like that. I've had a lot of practice with doing that since I've been here, just because that's kind of the way our wide out room flows. There's really no, obviously Jordy's going to be the big leader because he's been here the longest, but, you know, he looks at Trevor and hopes that he would try to help Jordy out as much as he can, and Randall, and everybody is, you know, kind of feeding off of each other. I know I've told you guys that a million times. We all kind of learn from each other, and, you know, we love it when Jeff or whoever, even the young guys are vocal, you know, kind of speak up so we can, you know, pick up this. Just because you play a long time doesn't mean that you don't have room where you can learn things still. So we try to work on that. And, I mean, obviously with me being one of the older guys in the room now, I definitely take advantage of being able to help out whoever.
Devontae, obviously the other big playmakers out here. Mm-hmm. The addition of Martellus, the tight ends, Ty taking over at running back. A healthy wide receiver core, Geronimo's development.
Yeah.
Could this be the most explosive offense in the coming season we've seen of years late?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of pieces, a lot of extra added pieces this year. With Marty coming in, I feel like that's just another guy that's well-respected around the league that'll be able to, you know, control the middle of the field. And even outside, we'll have him in some position to make plays, I'm sure. So just his presence, if nothing else, his presence is going to be, you know, they're going to have to really take note of where he's at and what he's doing. And that'll open up the outside, and we'll all be able to kind of move things around. And, you know, if I'm having a big game, that may shift over to me, and then Marty will, he'll do his thing, and same with the other receivers, and, you know, just kind of, it's another one of those pick your poison things where you just, you got to figure out who's gonna get you.
Mike said this morning that Brett Hundley's in, he's in the captain's chair, at least right now, this week. Can you comment on him as your backup quarterback and his growth?
Yeah, Brett's been doing a real good job. He's one of those guys that as soon as he got here, he was, you know, he's staying in Aaron's face and trying to, you know, soak game from him and see what he can do to be a better leader and, you know, command his offense. So when 12 leaves, obviously, is you know, they're not here from minicamp. You can see him, you know, really taking control of things and making sure things are in order. And I feel like having 12 in front of him is just the perfect thing for him and his personality.
D, from now until training camp, how do you focus, or what do you focus on? You take time off. What are your workouts like? What's your diet like? What's that next step to make sure you're ready to go during this time of life?
Same thing that I was doing pretty much this whole off season. Just keep eating right. I know I told you guys about my plated thing that my lady started with us. So just keep that going. Keep eating right. Taking care of my body. Making sure I'm running so we can get ready for this summer heat during camp.
Did you train against this offseason?
Yeah, it was more running and things like that. And then I was working out with Derek Carr, of course. He throws to me when I'm out there in the Bay Area. So, we get together. We link up. We always hanging out. But more of it is the conditioning aspect of it because he's not a very good quarterback, so he can't throw to me.
How much has that helped, though, having Rich, you know, to kind of work off of a little bit and kind of keep pushing you, you know, throughout the offseason to an addition when you guys are here?
It's huge. We're real good friends. So since we came in, we linked up in the Bay Area before we even came out to Green Bay. So we kind of built that friendship early, and it's kind of one of those deals where it's not even really anything we got to say to each other. It's just kind of, you know, I see how he's working, he sees how I'm working, and we both take our job real seriously, and we both really love our job. So it's just, you know, seeing what each other's doing out there, and then, you know, obviously we talk and kind of, you know, politic about what's going on, how we feel about things, and it's kind of a good way. It's a real good situation we got going on. Two Bay Area boys just kind of really pushing to better ourselves out here.